This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The local paper, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, did a piece on the mayor's race today, and they had a quote in there from Mayor Jones from a couple of weeks ago where she said, "Can you imagine being held to such a high standard that you're never allowed to make an error, to mess up, that you're never allowed to pivot and do something differently?" It's a little hard for me to even read this without laughing hysterically. "When you discover something isn't working, well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is the existence of a black woman mayor." I mean, she didn't only pull the woman card, she played the race card and the woman card there, which you're going to probably hear a lot of tomorrow night. Jeff Rainford is back with us from Rainford and Associates. Former chief of staff to Mayor Slay, knows the city very well. We'll get a preview of the election tomorrow. Jeff, how are you this evening?
Mark, I'm great. Good evening.
We had a prediction last week. I mentioned this on the roundtable that somebody, I won't say who was, somebody we were out with made the prediction that things won't go well for Tashar tomorrow night when she loses. And the quote that I liked was, "The wig's going to come off, Jeff." So I don't know what your opinion of how she'll accept this defeat will be. But let's just kind of talk about the math here, because there's no guarantee she's going to lose. But the numbers that we saw in the primary would indicate that she might get blown out.
Yes, she got beat by more than 30 points in the primary. The last poll by Mo Scout, I think, still had her in the mid-30s. I've been watching the early voting. About 13,000 people have voted early in the city. That's a little bit more than in March. But 40% of the people who voted early voted at the Booter Library, which is down in St. Louis Hills. That's the area where the mayor came in fourth place in the primary. And in the two libraries in North St. Louis, where she came in first place, only about 8% of the early vote came from those two libraries. So the early voting trend, now we don't know how those people voted, but the early voting trend does not bode well for her either.
But the folks who want to go out, and I think this was mentioned during the primary, that really want to cast these ballots, those are probably people more motivated by change typically, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would be more motivated by change. I think that we're seeing that not only in the mayor's race, but the comptroller, who's never even had to break a sweat, is probably a slight underdog for tomorrow. And I would not be surprised if two or three aldermen, about half of the board of aldermen are up for reelection. Wouldn't surprise me if two or three of the incumbents go down there. This is definitely the voters in the city of St. Louis who are paying attention to things want change. And this could be, you know, the early vote or the primary vote was bad for the incumbents. I would assume tomorrow will be more of the same.
So on the comptroller's race, let's talk about that. Donna, obviously a good friend of the show. She's also a Reardon Roundtable participant, used to be a, you know, board member, was a state rep, and now she's going against Darlene Green. She wins this race, but barely in the primary. They still have to face off again because that's the way the nonsense system works. But her race, not as easy to call because it was so close the first time, right?
Right. It was 44-42 for Donna Behringer. As you said, state rep from St. Louis Hills against the longtime incumbent Darlene Green. But when you're an incumbent for, you know, 20 years, people know who you are. And when people actually vote and only 42% vote for you, it's like, okay, why, if people have known you for 20 years and they didn't vote for you in March, are they going to turn around and vote for you in April? Now, you know, there could be people who vote in April who didn't vote in March, so we don't know for sure. The biggest factor, I think, in a close race there is Donna Behringer. Nobody will ever outwork her. A friend of mine was down at the Carpenter Library Saturday for early voting, and Donna was out in the rain at the Carpenter voter greeting people as they came into the library.
She's working hard. There's no doubt about it. Well, you and I had a dinner, kind of an off-the-record dinner last week with some folks, and we were talking about Kara and the future and what might happen in the city of St. Louis. But let's kind of talk about the economic future, because it's not strong. We have a lot of issues with crime. We talked about whether or not is Kara the person to lead us into something a lot better. But outside of who that person is and who the mayor actually is, the economic challenges for this city are very real, Jeff. And a lot of us, when we were talking about this last week, didn't really see anything positive that might be coming down the future to really turn this around.
Well, she's got to, you know, listen, let me just say this about the incoming mayor. I think we all ought to support her, and even people who didn't vote for her should give her a chance, because she's going to be the mayor at a time where she's going to be left with a city that is in distress. And you mentioned the city's economy. The city has been losing population, and it picked up the loss of population, even more population under Mayor Jones, been losing jobs, been losing, economic wealth. The city has not had a budget problem, largely because it got $500 million in ARPA money and because they haven't been able to fill vacant jobs. So they've been running slight surpluses. But that's going to come to a grinding halt in the next 2 or 3 years. We're watching the stock market just go down over the last 3 days. You know, the city has 3 pension funds, and when the stock market loses 10% of its value, that's many millions of dollars that the city's going to have to make up in pension costs. So to me, there's only 2 ways that this comes back. Number one is, and Alderman Spencer has been hitting the nail on the head, you got to restore city services. It starts with public safety, but it's also streets. It's also refuse. It's all the things that they have to do. So when people live in the city, they feel safe, and they feel like the city government is paying attention to them. And you don't have things like, I feel like if I go out at 11 o'clock at night and get on the highway, there are people going 80, 90 miles an hour, and I just don't feel safe. Those are the kinds of things that they got to get a handle on. And then the second thing is, they're going to have to grow the city's economy. They got to get convince people to move back into the city, employers to move back into the city. We need more tourists. We need more people from the suburbs coming into the city, you know, for all the fun things there are to do. And that's easier said than done. But, you know, that's the 1-2 punch. You got to restore city services for the residents, and you got to grow the economy. It's the only chance. They will not be able to do tax increases to paper over what's coming up. They're going to have to grow the city's economy, or it's going to get even worse.
Now, look, I think the first part of that is not too hard. You just have to be paying attention, use some common sense. You can, you know, hire better people, not DEI hires in the street department, et cetera. The second part of that is where it gets really tough, especially when you have a Cardinals team that looks like they may already be on the road to falling apart. You have challenges down at Ballpark Village on off-game nights to begin with. You got a Topgolf that's bleeding money off of Shoto. So I don't know how, you know, and then maybe an economy that's tanking at the same time. Those are big challenges.
You know, they are big challenges, and that's why I don't think there should be an expectation that the mayor can deliver on City Hall. She should be able to run City Hall, deliver good city services, have a high-quality police department. We'll have state control. That's another issue. But have a high-quality police department, fire department. You know, when you dial 911, somebody actually answers the phone and they send an ambulance or a police officer when you need it. When there's snow on the ground, they plow it. When the trash is in the dumpsters, they empty it. She's got to be held accountable for all that. The rest of it she cannot do by herself. She cannot, you know, there's no magic to create a strong economy after, you know, this one is, you know, just gone down, down, down since COVID, particularly downtown. And there's a lot of things that need to happen. We used to be, you know, all the fun stuff in the region, the funnest stuff in the region was in the city. Now we've got competition, you know, streets of St. Charles, the new stuff in Chesterfield and other places. And, you know, the business community is going to have to pitch in. You know, the 270,000 of us who still live in the city are going to have to pitch in. But, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. And one person, not even the mayor, can do it alone. You know, one thing I hope happens is that she inspires everybody from the business community to labor to everybody that, you know, St. Louis is, you know, a big part of the region. And we can't have a strong region without a strong city. And as Buzz Westfall once said, downtown St. Louis is his downtown, that the suburbs understand that if downtown looks the way it is today, you know, the entire region's reputation suffers because of it. And that we all, you know, she inspires us. She allows people to come in and help. And we all come in and we figure it out. And it's a longer conversation on, you know, tactically what we do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of us to get involved.
Look, we have the Frozen Four in town this week. It's an amazing event that we're hosting at Enterprise Center. And you come back downtown in the next week, you're going to see gates around City Hall, around the courts building, around the park across the street. That's been there for a year and a half. I've often used that as my symbol for, you know, what's happened in this city under this mayor. The other thing that you and I have talked about this a lot, if you go back to Mayor Slay's administration, when you were chief of staff, we talked a lot more about getting rid of the earnings tax. How big of a component is getting rid of the earnings tax, which seemingly has become an impossible task?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think it's a very big part of it. I think the challenge is that nobody wants to take on, you know, what happens if you, like, you know, if you just got rid of it by 0.1% per year for 10 years. The question, of course, is how do you pay your police officers and firefighters? Because it would be a Pyrrhic victory if you had favorable tax policy, but you know, public safety went down the tubes. So part of the issue is the city's going to have to figure out, for a lot of reasons, but one of them is they cannot, you know, the tax structure is oppressive in the city. They've got to figure out how to get their costs under control without hurting public safety. So it's probably going to be, you know, new ways of doing things. You know, maybe they'll have to, you know, privatize trash. They may have to, you know, look at crazy things like combining police departments with St. Louis County, those sorts of things. But yes, you've got to take a look at not only your tax policy, which is the earnings tax, does damage the city, But you also have to look at the regulations, the business regulations. You know, you have to look at what does it cost to do, you know, what is the red tape, and does the red tape drive businesses out of the city? And one of the ideas that has been kicked around and that I really like that we kind of had talked about at the end of the Slay administration on the earnings tax is what if you pick three areas of the city that are, you know, really doing poorly, but have, you know, have some things going for them, like in North St. Louis around NGA. And you said in those areas, you know, there you move into the city or you have businesses in that area, you don't have to pay the earnings tax, you don't have to pay the income tax, and we're going to make sure you feel safe. And you do something aggressive like that. Now, I don't know, Mark, if that's the answer or if what I'm talking about are the answers, but it's going to have to be things that are way outside the box like that. We're not going to, this is not going to work if we just keep, you know, trying to nibble along the edges and, you know, instead of 270,000 people 4 years from now, we're at 240,000 and we have, you know, we just slow the death spiral. I mean, we are going to have to do some big things and think outside the box. And, you know, I there's an old fashioned saying in politics, don't let a good crisis go to waste. What that means is that there are things that people would not want to do, but they're willing to do them when you're in a crisis. Well, our city is in a crisis.
I think you said it well there, Jeff Ranford. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I appreciate your insight tonight.
Anytime, Mark. Always love being on your show.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. We're coming back. We got audio cut of the day for this Monday on deck.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like,
we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.